The master arrives without leaving, sees the light without looking, achieves without doing a thing.
On my bedside table is a lamp I don't turn on, an alarm clock I don't use. I'm on book tour, and this is reality's way, night after night, of supplying my needs beyond what I need. I'm so grateful to hotels. They give me pillows, mattresses, sheets, everything I need for a good night's sleep. Everything is always taken care of beyond what I think I want. There are windows, there are tissues, there's a notepad and a pen. On my bedside table, there's also a bottle of water for my morning tea. I prefer bottled to tap water. I buy it at a gas station or grocery store or the little shop in the hotel. I look at the brands of bottled water, curious to see which one my hand will choose, and loving that I never can know until it actually picks up the bottle. I enjoy the trip from the cooler to the cash register. The cashier is a man or a woman, young or old, white or dark or Asian. We usually exchange a few words. It isn't a little thing. All my life I have been waiting to meet this person. I feel a surge of gratitude for my preferences. I love where they take me. I love my morning tea.
True mastery can be gained by letting things go their own way.
The more closely I look at something, the more I begin to notice that I really don't know what it is. A name arises, and with it, the silent, is it true? Surrounded by and emanating the laughter that comes from not knowing. I am Byron Katie, is it true? And as the question dissolves each proof, I am left as nothing. In other words, as the woman sitting here. I was born now, on this couch, in a hotel room, with no past other than imagination. How charming. How absurd. Whatever I see is infused with the light of mind, and that light illuminates the one sitting on the couch now, awake and everywhere and timeless. It dissolves everything in its brilliance until there's no one on the couch. What can live but the everlasting laughter? Let there be light. Let there be world, since the world, as I understand it to be, is always born now, and now is where it always ends. Things go their own sweet way, whether you let them or not. The rose blooms without your approval and dies without your consent. Even though you haven't issued directions, the streetcar rings its bell, the taxi stops to pick up a man in a gray suit. The world runs perfectly. It's all done without you. It's all done for you, whether or not you interfere. Even your interference is life living itself out through you. Life continually pours forth its gifts and lives itself out in its own sweet way. All you need to do is notice. That's true mastery.
The master has no mind of her own. She works with the mind of the people.
Freedom means living in kindness as kindness. It means never having a moment of fear, anger, or sadness, living totally exposed as a gift. There's nothing personal in it. You don't need to let go or understand or forgive. Forgiveness is realizing that what you thought happened didn't. You realize that there was never anything to forgive, and that's what the work makes evident. It has all just been a misunderstanding within you. When you can see that, someone else has to say, "Oh, you're so forgiving," because you wouldn't have a reference yourself. That's true forgiveness. I love helping you see that. It's just a matter of making the obvious more obvious. I don't do anything but join you wherever you have attached to a belief, and the only reason I do the work with you is that you think you need it. I don't have any such thought. I love you just the way you are. You are my internal life, so your asking is my asking. It's just me asking myself for my own freedom. That's self-love. It's perfectly greedy. It wants you to have everything. I am so melded into you that when you breathe, it's my breath. When you sit, it's me sitting. You'll say something, and I'm absolutely there at that moment. It's as if I own you and you own me. Your voice is my voice, literally. And it doesn't have any meaning for me, so that without prejudice or separation, I can join you wherever you are. The master has no mind of her own. All she has to work with is the mind of the people. The mind of the people is her mind because it's the only part of mind that is still identified, still believed. The people have her old mind, the mind she survived. She's only working with her own unenlightenment, the spell she herself cast and is now awake to. She cast the spell. She woke up to it. And as she works with the people, they wake up too, as her very own self. Their freedom is hers. To work with the mind of the people is her joy and her only life. She is good to people who are good, because all she can see is goodness. She has no reference for anything else. So she's also good to people who apparently aren't good. She sees them as confused children who are having a very hard time. It's painful to be mean and selfish. She knows from experience what that feels like. And when she's kind to people who reach out to her, however good or bad they have been, it's herself she is being kind to. She acts as a kindness to herself. For her, it's always goodness meeting goodness, the steady, unbroken flow of her own nature. She trusts people who are untrustworthy as she trusts people who are trustworthy. She trusts them all completely to do what they do. And since they always do exactly that, she can never be disappointed. People do what they do. She can depend on that. It's good that this one told the truth. Look at the gifts that came out of that. It's good that that one lied. Look at the gifts that came out of that. And because the master understands that truthfulness is the key to her own heart, she is delighted when anyone else comes to realize it. My friend said that he'd meet me at the restaurant at 7, and he's not here. I walk in anyway, sit down, wait for 15 minutes,